the two pillars of a successful marketing strategy. The question then becomes, if my customer doesn't know what he wants, how can I? The answer is, you can't. Not unless you know more about him than he does about himself. Not unless you know his demographics and his psychographics. Demographics and psychographics are the two essential pillars supporting a successful marketing program. If you know who your customer is, demographics, you can then determine why he buys, psychographics. And having done so, you can then begin to construct a prototype to satisfy his unconscious needs, but scientifically rather than arbitrarily. Again, demographics is the science of marketplace reality. It tells you who buys. Psychographics is the science of perceived marketplace reality. It tells you why certain demographic types buy for one reason, while other demographic types buy for another. Let me give you an example of how these sciences might be utilized in your marketing strategy. Notice the shade of blue on the jacket of this book. I call it IBM blue. Why? Because it's IBM's color. That's why, I imagine, IBM is called Big Blue in the marketplace. Why that specific shade of blue rather than another? Why blue at all? Because that shade of blue has an extraordinarily high appeal and preference to IBM's central demographic model. They see that shade of blue, and it's love at first sight. Ever heard the expression, true blue? That's what that particular color is. The color IBM's central demographic model consumer knows it can depend on. What do you think would have happened had IBM chosen orange instead of blue? Well, since orange is at the opposite end of the preferential spectrum for IBM's consumer, the IBM success story may not have been so momentous. It's hard to imagine big orange instead of big blue. I think IBM's customer would have had trouble buying an orange computer. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, but you can test it if you like. Remember the little test I suggested earlier in this book, the one with the navy blue suit? I'd like you to visualize someone wearing such a suit. Can you see him in your mind's eye? Deep navy blue, vents in the back, possibly a pinstripe, sharply creased trousers, white starched shirt, a red and blue striped tie, black, highly polished wingtip shoes. Now, how do you feel about him? Does he look businesslike? Does he look like someone you can trust? Does he appear to represent something solid, reliable, dependable? Of course he does. Research shows that the navy suit is perhaps the most powerful suit a person can wear in business. Instant impact. Now visualize the very same person you did before, but this time he's not wearing a navy blue suit. Now he's wearing an orange suit. That's right, a two-piece orange suit. An expensive one at that. And with it, he's wearing a white-on-white silk shirt and a green-and-white striped Italian silk tie, and a silver belt buckle with his initials in green jade across its face, and a diamond tie pin, 2 carats, glimmering out at you just above the top button of his vest, and proudly peeking out of his finely creased orange pants an incomparable pair of white lizard cowboy boots. Can you see it? Do you get the picture? Well, you better take it fast, because he's out of business. And what's important to know is that the difference between the two men isn't in them. It's in your mind. Your unconscious mind. What's more, the difference is perceived instantly without a moment of thought. The fact that you couldn't conduct serious business with the man in the orange suit, but you could if he were wearing blue, says that there is no such thing as reality, at least as we understand it. Reality only exists in someone's perceptions, attitudes, beliefs, and conclusions. Whatever you wish to call those positions of the mind from which all expectations arise and nowhere else. So the famous dictum that says, find a need and fill it, is inaccurate. It should say, find a perceived need and fill it. Because if your customer doesn't perceive he needs something, he doesn't, even if he actually does. Get it? Those perceptions are at the heart of your customer's decision-making process. And if you know his demographics, you can understand what those perceptions are and then figure out what you must do to satisfy them and the expectations they produce. You can know your customer's psychographic reality. Each demographic model has a specific set of perceptions that are identifiable in advance. Women of a certain age, with a certain amount of education, with a certain size family, living in a certain geography, buy for very specific psychographic reasons. Those unconsciously held reasons will be different from another group of women of a different age and marital status with a different educational background living in a different part of the country. And these differences predetermine what each group buys. Are you beginning to get a sense of the complexity of this business called marketing? I hope so. Because until you do, until you begin to take it seriously, until you give it the earnest attention it demands, your prototype will continue to be the only thing it could be under these circumstances, a crapshoot. At eMyth Worldwide, we have created tools for our small business clients to begin the often arduous task of making demographic and psychographic determinations and how to position their prototype in the mind of their customer. The impact has been astonishing. Small businesses that acted like small businesses when we met them began to operate with intelligence. Their customers came vividly alive to them, often for the very first time. Inquiry, the active solicitation of specific information, and controlled experimentation replaced the guessing, blind hope, and feverish busy work that preceded them. Innovation, quantification, and orchestration became the driving forces behind their efforts. The fact is, any small business can do it, and every small business must. If mature businesses, such as IBM, McDonald's, Federal Express, and Disney, take such things seriously, then how can you not do the same? Your business is far more fragile than a big business. So, if anything, you must take marketing more seriously than a big business does. And time is running out. We have entered the unforgiving age, an age in which countless small businesses will either accept the challenge of an information-glutted society or be destroyed by it. An age in which your customer is deluged by so many products and promises that he becomes swamped in confusion and indecision. The challenge of our age is to learn our customer's language, and then to speak that language clearly and well so that your voice can be heard above the din. Because if your customer doesn't hear you, he'll pass you by. No doubt you feel frustrated as you listen to this. You must be asking yourself, how do I do it? How do I determine my customer's demographics, his psychographics, what colors to use, what shapes, what words? But if you're asking these questions, you're well on your way. For the purpose of this book is not to answer these questions, but to raise them. Not how to do it, but what needs to be done. Unless you understand what needs to be done, unless you understand the essential importance of marketing to your prototype, unless you understand that your customer is far less rational in his convictions and expectations than you had ever imagined, unless you understand that your prototype is your product, all the how to do it in the world won't make a bit of difference to you. But we're not finished yet. We have one more step to take in your business development program. Your systems strategy, the glue that holds your prototype together.